I believe you're right. Welcome, everyone, to our first Confident Coach Blueprint Wave 4 preview call. I know that you all have lots of questions, and we'll be able to address a lot of those at the beginning of the call. I'd like to introduce, I'd like to introduce Jody Flynn, who is a coach who's been with us through two different programs. She is an alum of both Confident Coach Blueprint and Confident Coach Mastermind, in which she's currently enrolled. Some of you might also recognize her because she is involved with our Eli Sales Guru course as one of our associate coaches. Hello, Jody. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Brady. Thank you for that introduction. So hello, everyone. Like Brady said, I am Jody Flynn, and I am a graduate of the Confident Coach Blueprint Program. I am the owner of Luma Coaching, and I work with women business owners who feel as if their business is running the show and they want their damn life back. So I help them get their lives back. And I wanted to let you know, as a result of my participation in the Confident Coach Blueprint, I changed up the language I use when I'm out networking and talking to prospective clients. So all of this started changing for me about a year ago. I actually started the Confident Coach Blueprint last April. And I also changed my offerings and how I was packaging what I offered. And as a result of that, my sales have increased over 250% year over year, and I'm now selling $6,500 packages, and I'm actually gearing up to actually raise my prices again for probably the fourth time since I started this program, because as I've gained confidence, as I've gotten more clients, and as people have just said yes so quickly when I'm talking to them and give them my prices, I realize, wow, I have a lot of value to offer. And with Marnie's guidance, I continue to do that. Now, I'm happy to introduce my coach and mentor, Marnie Batista. And what you need to know about Marnie is she's not just a brilliant saleswoman, although she does blow me away time and time again with how savvy she is in her business and what she has to offer us, but she also has a huge heart. She becomes fully invested in your business like it's her own, and she's fully committed to your success. For me personally, I truly believe divine intervention put her in my path, and I couldn't have asked for a better mentor and coach. So without further ado, I want to hand you over to Marnie Batista.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, well, you're stellar. And we'll be talking to you more later. So thank you, everyone, for coming. I know we have lots of new visitors here on our call tonight, so I want to welcome you to the Confident Coach community and just give a little shout-out. If you are online and you want to interact and ask some questions, go to facebook.com/Confident Coach Blueprint. So, yes, I am Marnie Batista, and I am the CEO and founder of Dating with Dignity and also the founder of the Confident Coach Blueprint. And we're going to spend about 75 minutes today on the call. And I really encourage you to stay on the entire time if you're able tonight to really take in what I intend to share with you at a very core level and then adapt the strategies that I talk about into your business starting tomorrow. That's what I'm intending. This call is an opportunity for you to really, you know, I'm going to get a little spiritual here, to turn the faucet on so that you can access the divine download that you are meant to get tonight. I love that Jody said divine intervention, that for you, you get the exact thing that you may need to move forward confidently and have a big breakthrough in your business. So that's my intention for you all tonight. So, in my experience, the number one thing really, gosh, and this is so true, the more I coach coaches, the number one thing standing between a coach and his or her dream of success are two things, the lack of confidence and the lack of a plan, of a roadmap. So what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to start out with a big, juicy, fat tip that came right from an event I went to that led to an appearance on Air with Ryan Seacrest this week. So I'm going to give you some brand new content. And then I am going to give you some really practical information about how you can really turn your dream into a profitable, thriving, not even just six-figure, but if your dream is to be a million-dollar coach, how you can do that. All right. So let's get started right away. This juicy tip is really important because, well, we're going to start off fast and furious here, and I'm kind of breaking my own rules about how to do a preview call, but I'm really passionate about this, and I could go on and on. So the first thing is to avoid what I call bright, shiny object syndrome. And as a creative and as a coach, and even as a very linear process-oriented thinker, you know, like an engineer or a rocket scientist, it doesn't matter. I've experienced all types in working with coaches. And what happens is that we get distracted. We get distracted by what I call the bright, shiny lights. And it's almost like spaghetti throwing. You know, it's like you're throwing spaghetti against the wall, and you have an idea, and you, like, throw the spaghetti and hope that it sticks. So let me do that. You know, we throw the spaghetti, and, like, it falls off the wall. We're like, darn it, that didn't work. Wait, I know. You know, you go online, and you listen to a call, and you get an idea, and you're like, okay, here's the idea. Here's the magic secret. And you throw another piece of spaghetti at the wall, and now that doesn't work. And then you build or reinforce a limiting belief. A limiting belief that, wow, God, there's no money in my niche. You know what? This is no money in my niche. Or you reinforce the belief that people in my niche just won't pay for help. Or you might actually believe that, you know what? I just am not meant to find my niche. Maybe I'm just supposed to break all the rules and coach people all over the place. And finally, you might, you know, keep trying and failing and decide that you're just not good at marketing or technology, et cetera. And so my juicy tip and what I want you to write down in, like, big, bold letters, highlight, underline, stay focused. Stay focused on the task at hand. So what I want to do is issue what I call the 7-day get focused, get into action challenge. And I want to give you at least one action step that you can work on over the next 7 days if you feel like you're ready. And as I mentioned, it's a challenge that's directly related to my big win this week. I was so excited that I got to be invited as a guest on the Ryan Seacrest morning show, Kiss FM, and it's a nationally syndicated radio show. And it was really exciting because Ryan Seacrest referenced me as the dating coach in LA. So that was really exciting. And so this challenge for you is around getting started. Getting started being visible and gaining credibility. Now, for those of you who already have a website and maybe you've established yourself as an expert, one action item for you to take is to start by going online and doing a little research and find at least 5 radio hosts or producers on internet radio. And I'm going to give you 2 places to look, blogtalkradio.com or togonet.com. Those are just 2. There are many. And what I want you to do is I want you to go through their producer/host list. Find one that's a match for what you do, and I want you to email them and pitch a story idea, a segment idea to the producer or the host. And you might be thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready for that. I'm not established. I don't have a fancy website. I don't have my packages all created. And what I'm telling you is, so what? When I first started Dating with Dignity, I had this iWeb website. And this was one of the very first activities that I did, is I went online and I went on Blog Talk Radio and VoiceAmerica.com and TogoNet, and I just started reaching out to producers. And it really, they said yes, because they're like dying, they're desperate for content. And it really helped me to get confident, and I started to make an impact, and I started to have a little bit of visibility, and then I would use that with the next talk show host, and it really, really worked. And I started off very small until 4 years later I get to be with Dr. Drew on Loveline and with Ryan Seacrest. And so I want you to remember, these hosts at that level, they're really in need of you. They need your content, so you're truly being in service. And if you thought, oh, phew, I don't have to do this, I don't have a website yet, you know what? Tell them it's under construction, and here's what you need to make those calls. You only need three things. So number one is you need a topic, a hot topic, a segment idea. So think of a problem that you can address and provide a solution, or think of a controversy in your area. What's a controversy that you can give an opinion about? Radio loves controversy. It's entertaining, and people call in. So think about it that way. A hot topic can be a problem that you can talk about and provide a solution, or a controversy that you can address. The second thing is, and this is so basic, but it's really important, make sure that you have a phone line that is clear and that you disable your call waiting so that when you do that radio show, there's no interruption. And then the last thing you need is what we call like a one sheet, a pitch sheet. And all it includes on it is a headshot, your bio, and at least three of those story ideas that we talked about. And you're going to make it so easy for this talk show host, producer, a list of questions the host could ask you. You're making it really easy for them, and you know your stuff. And by the way, for those of you who actually end up doing Confident Coach Blueprint, we give you a template for that one sheet. But if you're making it on your own, a headshot, a bio, three story ideas, and a list of possible questions the host could ask you. So over the next 7 days, I would love for you to stay focused on this one task. Maybe you can even get yourself booked on a show within the week. So that is my first challenge, my first juicy tip, and it's all about staying focused and taking action to start building credibility on your way towards visibility. Okay, so I want you to have that same kind of focus in this call tonight. So empty out anything that's making you confused, frustrated, disenchanted, scared, and let's just take a deep breath together. So we can really get in a space of trust and knowing that you guys are going to get exactly what you need from this call. So let's take a deep breath. All right. So for those of you who know me, I am a fan of doing exactly what I ask my students to do. And for those of you who are my students who are on the line, you are chuckling right now because I am the queen of that. So one stretch that I'm always asking my students and mentees to take is to really be transparent at a deep level. It's the victim to victory beyond. You know, it's that place from the heart. It's that place of vulnerability. And so today when I was preparing for this call over the last few nights, I said, you know, I really need to take that challenge on for myself. There's a whole new group of people who have come into this community, and they might not know me. And I consider myself really humble, and I know that when I hear coaches tell their story, I hate it when it feels super contrived. But today is sort of monumental, because after going to that event, the National Publicity Summit in New York, and meeting over 100 people who are in the media, and being able to say that I'm the co-host of Loveline a few times a month with Dr. Drew, and then having that moment with Brian Seacrest, I feel like I have to share what I'm about to share so that you can understand, like, from the bottom of your toes that this can happen for you. So in my effort to share deeply about what my success means to me, I hope that I really inspire you. And I want to begin by telling you about the moment that I decided to become a coach, because it felt like a lightning bolt moment, right? Like in that moment, and maybe you had it, it was like, duh, right? Like, you know what that feels like. Of course, this is what I was meant to do. But up until that lightning bolt moment, I had had the worst, most devastating year of my life. At that point, I'd been divorced for 5 years after a 17-year marriage. I was a single mom. I have three daughters. And immediately after my divorce, you know, I sort of chose in my own unhappy place to kind of be in denial about what was happening in my life. And I racked up almost $70,000 in debt, living beyond my means in a lifestyle that was gone. I was sort of destroying myself in bad, you know, post-divorce relationships. And, you know, I had finally stopped that craziness, and I got help, and I got on track with my life, and I decided, you know, I was going to pursue what I thought was my life's dream, and that was to become a school teacher. So I put, you know, everything back on the line, and I went out and got another loan to go to graduate school. And I got my master's in education. It was something that I always dreamed of doing. Ever since I was a kid, I would play school on the staircase growing up. And, you know, when I was talking about becoming a teacher growing up, you know, my dad, who's actually staying with me this week, my dad would say, you know, you'll never make any money being a teacher. And so, you know, I gave up on that dream. But when I got divorced, I was like, you know what? This is my life, my do-over. I'm taking out this $20,000 school loan. I doubled up on classes so I could graduate as quickly as I possibly could. I commuted an hour to school every way, two nights a week, cutting back on everything, cutting up credit cards, started doing what I could to pay off my debt. And I finished that graduate school program, and I got this amazing dream job teaching at the school where my kids went to school. So it was the same hours, and it was amazing. And then I took on another part-time job. I facilitated book clubs for kids, so I started that little mini business. And then I got a third job working part-time at a gym teaching fitness classes. And sometimes I would get up at 5 a.m. to go teach and be back by 6:37 to get my kids up for school and get them ready for work, get them ready, and I would get ready for work. And I didn't mind this because I was like in my do-over, and I loved it. I was the favorite teacher. I loved my part-time work. The kids and parents really loved me, and life was really good until it wasn't. And one day, it was November 2008, I was walking out of work to pick up my kids from their classroom, and my mom called, and that was normal because we talked a lot. But on this day right there, the kids were, like, coming out of school, and it was, like, the noise was starting to pick up, and kids were coming. And my mom told me that she had been diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer. And so, as you can imagine, on that day, things really, really changed for me. And it was the beginning of a really, I would say, a horrific, indescribable year. And I just really became focused on supporting her and my dad and, you know, managing my kids' experience of that illness and spending more money to flying back and forth to Arizona. And my mom, you know, lost that battle after 8 months. But, you know, I just tried to pick up the pieces because that's what life gives us sometimes. And I was really trying hard to just move on. And 2 months later, in November, I was shockingly, unexpectedly, and actually unethically fired from my job as a teacher. And I was pegged as a scapegoat. It was a private school. And out of nowhere, I mean, literally just weeks after the whole school had rallied around me in support of my mom, I was told that because of philosophical differences, I had to leave the school immediately. And I was mad. I was mad. I felt hopeless. But here's the part that ties into coaching, and maybe some of you guys can relate to this. It's the be careful what you wish for part. Because even before my mom died, for months, I had started to become dissatisfied with my job. I was told that I was, like, too popular of a teacher, that my bigness and my boldness was intimidating to other teachers. They were feeling like they couldn't compete. And when I offered to teach them what I was doing, they said it was too much work. And I just kept getting shut down for my ideas. And during recess, yard time, I was, like, watching the clock, trying to figure out what else I could do. And that is when the lightning bolt hit. because getting fired was the best, worst thing that had ever happened to me since my divorce, because it was in that aftermath that it was clear to me that I was meant to coach and teach, which is why I'm blessed to really love the work I've done. Not only in my main coaching niche of dating and relationships, but also in coaching coaches. And this is, you know, hard for me in some ways, but less hard than it used to be. But I wanted to tell you that I know where you are, and I know how you feel investing in this career as a coach. And I promised I would tell you about the conversation that changed my life, and I want to share it because I get it, and so that you know, I know how you feel and what I'm doing. Because when I first began to research coach training, I was terrified of, guess what? Investing more money. if we were in a room, I bet you all would be nodding your head. So I'd already blown that $20K on the grad school thing. So here I was on the phone talking to an enrollment counselor at a very high-end coach training program, not IPEC. And she was getting me all excited about the program. I was like, yes, this sounds like great for me. And then she dropped the bomb. You know what happens when you get excited and the price is revealed. And she told me it was $20,000. And I totally freaked out. I shut down completely. But I will tell you this. I don't even know this woman's name, but she was a really freaking good coach, because she asked me, what would be different if I saw my business as a brick and mortar establishment, like a franchise? And that it was like tangible, you know, like a building with shelves and inventory. So I decided I wasn't going to be resistant. I like literally like opened up my arms and I was like, okay, I'm going to play along. So within a few minutes, she asked me how I would think about getting the money for this training if I shifted into like franchise mode, that kind of a mindset. And you know what? It worked. So before I knew it, I totally opened up to what I might do. And like ideas started flowing. And I did not enroll in that program. But that conversation changed my life, because it forever shifted the way I've thought about coaching and building a business. And this was a game-changing moment for me, because that shift in thinking created what we have now at Dating with Dignity and the Confident Coach Blueprint. We almost hit $1 million in revenue in 2012. We're on the path to hit that in 2013. And this is actually big in this kids coaching industry. I actually get to keep some of it. I hear coaches talking all the time about revenue, you know, how much revenue they made. And some of them are even my colleagues and my friends. But I know behind the scenes they're not keeping very much of it. They're not profitable. So I'm talking about being a profitable business. I got national exposure working with the king of transformational media, Dr. Drew. Literary agents vying to represent me for a book. And I get to be a great mom and have amazing friends and have this balanced life. And honestly, the family piece is the most important part of all of this for me. And it's through working a blueprint again and again and again, studying the best of the best in marketing, internet marketing, coaching, publicity, social media, speaking, selling, that I actually created the Confident Coach Blueprint. It's a system that works, and it changed my life, and it can change your life, just like Jody and some other people who you're going to meet on the call today. So if you are in that place of, you know, you're just lucky, Marnie, or yeah, but, you know, you had this sort of a background, or I don't know if that can happen for me, I'm telling you, like, in my body here, I never would have dreamed in 4 years I would go from in debt making $2,400 a month to being able to, you know, pay for my kids' tuition, save for college, take my family on trips, and be financially independent and have a retirement plan. That is something I never even could have imagined. It's a miracle, and that's why I'm doing this work. So if you are ready to make your dream come true, and banish overwhelm and get focused. If you want to learn from someone who's been there, done that, that would be me. I know what to do. If you want to stop running your business, you know, by trial and error and, you know, put the spaghetti away. If you want to have a business that's based on your needs you want to stop trying to fit into everyone else's cookie cutter approach to making money, if you want to do it your way, if you want to fast track your success so you can get clients and make an impact in the world now, and if you want to get an abundance of support and generosity exactly when you need it, and learn really what it takes to leverage your talents to maximize your success and minimize your stress, then you are in the right place. So let's talk about another tip. This is big. There's a mentor that I have followed since way back in the beginning when I first started my business, Mary Morrissey. And she talks about the closer you get to the border of the unknown, like the new life, the more afraid you become. And so I always tell people the closer you walk to that border, you know, the more terrified you are. Actually, it's a good thing because it's your cue that you are taking the risk you're meant to take. And so what you can do in that moment is to breathe. And this is not rocket science for many of you. Maybe you've heard that anxiety is fear without breath. So the juicy tip is, as you start to take more risks, which I hope you do, and really cross that border, that you remember to breathe. Because here's the thing, you don't have to stay in that place of fear and frustration and pain. Because when you follow that blueprint, when you get real, when you assess your inner game, the mindset, and your skill set, and when you have total control over the 3 months that are required to become a successful seven-figure coach, I'm going to share that with you, your coaching practice will transform, really, into that viable business, kind of like Jody described, in which you love your niche, you love being able to share it, articulate it effortlessly, and that clients are just magnetized to you. Julie Steelman calls it the effortless yes, and it's true. It is effortless, and they pay you handsomely for your talent and your time. And with less stress, minimal anxiety, and this paralyzing fear goes away. So what are the elements critical to being that 6 or 7 figure coach? So that you can see really if you have what it takes to get out of wishing for your business, which I call the intellectual pursuit of coaching, to actually working on it, masterminding about it, moving from wishing for it to taking action and making a commitment to your niche and then executing the 8-step formula that is required to become a high-end successful coach. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about 4 pieces of this. We're going to talk about wealth consciousness and having a money-making mindset. We're going to talk about having the right business model that makes you money and is unique to you based on your lifestyle. We're going to talk about a blueprint, a plan that supports you in being confident so that your flow keeps increasing. And then I'm going to tell you how you can develop your own practice following the 8-step formula, the blueprint that will teach you and put into place the foundation element. And these are the skills that took me from $3,000 a month to $10,000 a month to way more in a very, very fast time period. Okay. So I can't share the entire blueprint, of course, and all the gritty details and the time we have. But for those of you who want to actually in mind, body, heart, and soul, I'm going to share with you the details about the Confident Coach 4 program that's starting in May, in a couple weeks. And I promise I will tell you all about that later. All right, so this is my favorite topic. It's a game changer. So in working with coaches for the past 2 years, it's become clear to me, I know exactly what will kill your dream. I can predict. And it's called the intellectual pursuit of coaching. The intellectual pursuit of coaching is when you are so focused on the pieces, knowing exactly what to do, how to do it, and then falling victim to the gremlin voice that railroads your plans. It's not enough. It's not right. You should do it better. Maybe there's something else you should do. Maybe I should tweak that sentence. Maybe I should redo my packages. Maybe I should do a photo shoot and get different business cards. So I want to help you kill the Roach Motel commercials, kill bugs dead. I want to help you kill IPC. So the first thing is, it's rarely talked about, I think, in coach training, is the right money-making mindset. Now, you might have heard it called wealth consciousness. I call it that sometimes. But at the bottom line, it's this. And this is a key point, so I hope you're writing this one down. What is your relationship with money? What is your relationship with money? Are you terrified to spend it? Maybe you impulse buy. Do you get stuck in, like, I can't afford that? Or maybe you think everyone and everything is sort of a ripoff and they're going to take advantage of you. Maybe you think that selling is awkward and you hate being sold, so you're not going to be a seller. Maybe you don't believe you're good enough to charge a lot of money for your time because, you know, you're new. Maybe you don't believe that you should charge a lot of money because coaching is spiritual work. Now, I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of students in the Confident Coach Blueprint have breakthroughs in this area and get huge results. Because here's the deal. You can't be successful without killing this money-making mindset negativity. And I'm going to introduce you to a Confident Coach grad who has an inspiring money-making mindset story in a minute. But I want to tell you, in my own work on this, I studied it backwards and forwards because I knew that I needed to improve my relationship with money and asking for money, period. So how do you do that? I'm going to give you another tip right here. So write this one down. If you think that you don't need help because you can do it yourself, or you're afraid to invest in your business, or you're waiting to be ready, it could be a sign that you may not be in the healthiest place with your money-making mindset. You don't have a money-making mindset. So I want to help you take a step to getting there today. So I'm going to ask your permission to do a very, very short 30-second closed-eye experience. So if you're willing to play along, I invite you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine something you wanted to have, like a lot. Maybe it was actually your coach training or a new house or a car. Maybe even, you know, an outfit, a dress, or some shoes. But just think of that thing you really, really wanted to have. And for the sake of this exercise, choose something that's like a good, sound, and appropriate want. So now feel in your body, what happens in your body when you want that? Does your heart rate pick up? Do you get a little short of breath? Do you see images of it, having it? What does it feel like to want that thing? Okay, so now open your eyes and write it down. I want you to write down what goes on for you in your body, your mind, when you really, really want something. And what was that thing or that experience that you imagined? And just take, you know, 10 seconds and write that down. What was your experience? So now close your eyes again and see yourself getting it. Oh, what does it feel like? Oh, what happens in your body? You step on that airplane on the way to that dream vacation. You put those shoes on your feet. or you go play that round of golf at that super nice place where you normally don't play golf, what do you feel? Joy, relief. See yourself using it. Maybe it was coach training and sitting in that first day of LPT. So now open your eyes and write this down. How was that for you? How did it feel? And now I have a question for you. This is the million-dollar question. What stood between you wanting that thing and you having it? What catapulted you to the yes? Was it your energy? The mindset? Did it cost money? I mean, did you have to spend, invest, borrow, or find money to get this thing? Maybe you saved for it. Maybe you took a risk. But did you let money stop you from having that thing you wanted? And why not? Now, when I do this exercise with most people, they say that they wanted something really, really a lot, and they found the money to get it. They made it happen. And so then go back to the purchasing experience of that thing. Ultimately, did you feel sold? And for most of us, if it's something we really, really want, we don't feel sold. In fact, most people who are in a purchasing situation will ask questions of the person who's providing the service to validate their choice to say yes. This is a great value, right? I could wear this, like, for a lot of different seasons, right? It's not going to go out of style. This is a great, like, this is the ideal time to golf here, right? I know that happened for me when I talked to Keith Miller, who enrolled me in IPEC. I was, like, thanking him for, quote-unquote, selling me into the program. So it feels good to buy something that you really want. And so when you're able to understand this mindset that as a coach you're providing a transformation or a solution that someone really, really wants because you have identified their specific emotional pain and told them that you have a plan for transformation, they will do what it takes to make it happen. And the Confident Coach Blueprint sales mentor, Julie Steelman, says a no is hardly ever about the money. Because when someone sees the value and they understand what they're going to get and it's important to them, they find their money. And if they don't, then it's actually really about time. It's not actually the right time to spend the money. So it's really still not about money. And Confident Coach Blueprint students are always blown away when they raise their prices confidently and the client says yes without even batting an eyelash because their client wants it because the coach has confidently articulated the transformation using language the client is using. The client's grateful that there is a plan, a solution, a formula. They thank the coach because they feel like they are supported and they're going to get what they want. So I want to actually introduce Kim Pasolkar, if she's on the line. Star 2, Kim, if you are here, because she has been a champion in really working on her wealth consciousness. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Marnie.
I'm glad you're here. Do you want to briefly tell people who you are and what you do? And you're one of our associate coaches. And then if you could just talk about how the Confident Coach program literally shifted a very resistant and old mindset about money for you.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Kim Pasolkar. I'm the CEO of Small Biz Big Breakthrough, and what we do best is teach business owners to create their roadmap to revenue so that they can do more of what they love and make more money doing it. And in terms of, like, my wealth consciousness is I was carrying around a lot of money stories when I started my business and first met Marnie. And I had previous experience in another business where we lost thousands of dollars like $10,000-$15,000 of dollars because of bad decisions. I'll just call it that. And my story was that I couldn't build my business because that was going to happen again, and I was going to lose my family more money. And so working with Marnie and other people in the program, you know, I was able to see that that was like a really big gremlin and belief that was really holding me back. And, you know, first of all, if I wasn't asking anybody for money, I wasn't going to be losing any. And really kind of got me through that, you know, just because it you know, the past is the past, and I don't have to keep making it become my reality. And what I was able to do was just kind of decided just to kind of forgive what had happened. And I had old receipts and checks that were bounced and just all this stuff sitting in my office. And one day I realized, like, I'm keeping evidence of, quote-unquote, failure and bad decisions around me. And I just took it all to a shredding company and shredded it all and was like, that's not my reality anymore. I can have what I want, and I'm going to make the money I'm going to make. And once I started kind of getting rid of all that baggage, I was able to become in the mindset that I can have what I want. And I was just telling Marnie today, I'm like, I've been able to close like 3 or 4 clients a month, and I think part of it is because I'm confident and I don't feel desperate and I don't feel needy.
That's amazing. And so that, so do you have the, you raised your prices too, right? You like actually really stretched.
Oh yeah. From when I, when I first started working with Marnie, I was, I don't even know if it was $100 an hour, but now it's more like $225 a session and higher.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you being so vulnerable in the spirit of my talk here today, because it is weird how these old things around money will haunt us, and that we have to sort of not just sort of let it go in an intellectual way, but in a core belief way, and then for you, and even an experiential way. And that when you do that and you clear that clutter, the right mindset becomes in alignment with who you are and what you do, and then the money comes. Awesome. Thanks, Kim, for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marnie.
Oh, that's so rewarding and exciting. I can see her with the shredder. all right. So once you understand that you have to have the right money-making mindset, it's key, and you create selling skills, a toolkit of selling skills. The second secret to building that 6- or 7-figure business is you have to have the right business model. This is something they don't really teach you, I think, in a lot of different places. And that's what I call the high-end coaching business model. Most of us, for some reason, we will get caught up in more of like a therapy or a dollar-per-hour model of building a coaching practice. We get caught up in that, like, X number of sessions for X dollars per month. And, gosh, that's a nightmare. I mean, when I first started, and I didn't know any better, I was like having to re-enroll clients each month or every few months and having to sell them over and over again. And clients would get focused on attendance equals need to pay. So if they're sick or they went on vacation, they would ask if they had to pay and could I give them a credit, or they went on vacation. And it gets really, really scary, and it's limiting. So one of the things I invite you to do is get creative with all of the different coaching services, packages, and options you could offer that will deliver a transformation. And that's how we think about it in the Confident Coach Program. We think about what is the transformation I want to provide and what are the delivery options to provide that result. We think outside the box. And people start to really have fun thinking of all the possibilities, really brainstorming, what can you offer? I know one of our coaches in Confident Coach Mastermind is a parent coach, and she does things where she goes to their home and observes them, and she does some shopping things with them, and really fun things that are outside the box of just, you know, this is what I do, and it's dollar per hour, because what we teach you is that the focus is on what's the transformation that you want to offer. And ultimately, if you get stuck in that dollar per hour per session, you just can't make big money. You can't leverage. So you can include things like half day or one day intensive, VIP sessions. And when you really know what it is that you are providing, when you can describe that transformation, and that's what we do in Confident Coach Blueprint, people, again, they say yes because you've built a program that provides them a solution to the pain they're in. And so I want to reintroduce and bring back Jody because she has really started to think outside the box in terms of her packages. So, Jody, if you could star to me, I would love to have you share your story about what you did in changing your packages. Hello, Jody.
Hello. So originally I would sell packages that were 4 sessions, 6 sessions, and some were 12 sessions, and that was great if someone bought the 12-session package. But I started really thinking about, as a part of the Confident Coach Blueprint program, when we were talking about our business model and our offerings and all of that, started really thinking about, you know, what do people get at the other end of working with me and how can I leverage my time? So I've actually played around with a few different things. So some of the things I changed was I've done a workshop, a one-day workshop, which was really great. And just in the promotion of that workshop, I got speaking engagements and new clients and all sorts of opportunities came out of that just because I put myself out there to promote it. I do masterminds. And also in terms of my business, because my niche is business owners, I really started thinking about what does a business owner need from a coach, especially when they're, you know, they're the head of their business, they don't have a business partner, they're kind of running it on their own, and a lot of business owners feel lonely in that role. And so I really started thinking about what could I provide them, and I, you know, came up with a partnership. We worked together for a full year. Like, I'm in their business, because most businesses set yearly goals. And it was because of that and working with you, Marnie, and really thinking about what I could provide and actually, like, really taking the feedback from my clients, like, really, really listening to them, even when they couldn't quite ask me it directly, just hearing what their pains were over and over again, I started offering year-long packages as a business partnership, and that is what had me hit my $20,000 month in December, because it was the perfect timing. Everyone was, you know, doing their business plans and started thinking about what they needed. And I really, all I did was listen to them and meet them where they were. And it was effortless.
I love that. That is such a great example. She's thinking about the transformation she wants to provide, what they really need, and coming up with a program and packaging it and messaging it as a partnership is nothing short of genius. Thank you, Jody. I bet everyone was like, oh, that's a great idea. I appreciate it.
Take it.
You.
It's yours.
Yep, exactly. All right. Thanks, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I'm sure if you don't have an idea that you wrote down, like, I'm going to take away, that was definitely one. Okay. So do you see how you can start to create a big income quickly? It's so freeing. And we do it not because it's a cool or great idea, but because we're offering our clients a journey that leads them to a transformation. And that's really what we want you to do in your business. And, of course, we teach that in the Confident Coach Blueprint. Okay. Now, the third thing that you need to become that 6 or 7 figure coach is a blueprint and a plan with the right mentor. Okay. So here's the thing. You have to have formula to follow in year one, and you sort of have to do it 100%, and you kind of have to do it in this order. Now, here's the thinking behind this. I was reading a book by this guy, really like Dave Ramsey, and one thing that he talked about money, but what I really liked about was what he calls gazelle-like intensity, and that is like gazelle-like focused intensity on what it is you're hunting, and if you're hunting your success, then all you have to do is follow the blueprint and apply that intensity, and you will get a result. Now, I'm sure you have all heard, right, about blueprinting. Robin Sharma is an expert who describes blueprinting to liberate the potential of your mind and body and soul. You first have to expand your imagination. You see, things are created twice, first in the workshop of the mind and then in reality. And that's what is really required. It's called blueprinting. And as a coach, anything you create in the outer world has to begin as that simple blueprint in your inner world. So do you have a vision? Do you have the blueprint in specificity for your business, for your content, for your lifestyle? How can you spend less time on whatever will be this week or comparing yourself to everyone else and spend a little more time blueprinting? So what is a real plan? I mean, you've heard it before. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. There's a formula. And the way to execute this high-end coaching model, instead of learning by trial and error, a coach who wants to be, Steve Harrison, I went to this event last week, and he calls it the difference between the rich, successful expert and just the expert who serves a lot of people. The coach who is successful recognizes that they need a mentor and a proven blueprint and a positive, anabolic, supportive community so that they can rise to the top. The cream rises to the top. The driven coach who doesn't let the gremlins get in the way of following the plan rises to the top. Steps into being good enough, but not putting up with incomplete. I didn't make this up. You guys know this, right? Napoleon Hill, Warren Buffett. We're talking the big successes of our time. We'll tell you, you need a plan, a mentor, and a community that subscribes to the concept that if you don't, and write this down, if you don't fail at least once a day, you aren't pushing yourself hard enough. And that's how we roll at the CCB campus, for sure. If you don't fail at least once a day, you aren't pushing yourself hard enough. And CCB students are always telling me, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And had they not had the foresight to get help, they would have been walking around blind for months, throwing spaghetti at the wall, being overwhelmed by all the coaches, the methods, the models, getting stuck in the click zone where you have intellectual pursuit of coaching and never making headway because they don't know what they don't know. It's like walking around a maze that has no end. Imagine that. But when you have a plan and all of your energy we talked about at the beginning of laser focus, you stay on track, you don't wander, and then what's really cool is each step becomes easier and easier as you master the early steps in the blueprint. So what I want to do now is I want to invite Rachel Anderson, star two, because she is going to talk a little bit about following a plan. And Rachel, thank you for being here.
Hey, yeah, happy to be here.
So talk to me about your before and after, because you have been around the block.
Yeah. So I finished IPEC in 2009, and about a year later, I had pretty much decided I wanted to work with brides. And so I started out, and, you know, it was amazing because I always knew that it was going to be successful. I never allowed myself the idea that, you know, I wasn't going to attract clients or anything like that. I just always knew that it was going to be special and big. And so things just came to me, and I didn't have a business structure. I didn't have any plan. It just kind of happened. So as I've joked to you, it was basically I was dysfunctionally successful. And it was great, except that after a while, not having a clear idea, a clear message, a clear direction of where I'm going, both from a, you know, an administrative perspective as well as from a marketing or strategic place, it got draining. I wasn't enjoying what I was doing anymore. So after I was able to go through this class with you and have, you know, discussions with you, it was really helping me put in words that I could explain to my clients and that I could follow this, like, you know, blueprint, this blueprint for how I could make my business functional and work for me rather than me working for it.
That's amazing. Was there any, like, one change that I think you had mentioned because you had, like, a system, it, like, literally opened up your sales conversation?
Right. So as many of you guys know, if, you know, you've been in this business or just starting, sometimes people, you know, I'm a coach or I coach people, and they're like, what is coaching, you know? And that's a very common question. And so sometimes we fumble around and, you know, what do we do? And so I had this 12-session, I sold my time in 12 sessions, and it just, it unfolded magically. Like, it was great, but then how do I describe what I did? And through using one of the signature system approach that you share during your CCB program, I was able to look and see what I'm currently doing and put labels on it and say, here is my 7-step process. And I didn't add anything. I just simply put into words manageable terms that my market could understand what exactly we do in these 12 sessions.
That's so awesome, and you now have a way to describe it, and you just shared with me of all these awesome testimonials that you put on your website, right?
Yeah.
So you have
the
website that is really supporting your message.
Yeah.
You have the conversation, and that is, you know, definitely going from functional to optimal. So.
Definitely. Yes, very much so.
Well, thank you, Rachel, for sharing that. That's really inspiring. I appreciate
it. Mm-hmm.
That's so great. And it's just so true because it doesn't matter sort of how long you've been doing this. If you think that you're done, there's always a way to do things better. All right. So trying to stay on time here. So how can you create your blueprint? Well, in a few minutes, I'm actually going to tell you what the steps are so that you can follow them. And they're really the exact steps you have to take to ensure that you get rid of that intellectual pursuit of coaching, that you create a money mindset, that you have a business model in which you are paid handsomely and it fits your lifestyle. And whether you do it alone or you do it with me beginning in May, I'm going to actually tell you what it is that you need to do. So if you want to go to confidentcoachblueprint.com, confidentcoachblueprint.com. These are the steps you need to follow in this order exactly. There are no shortcuts to success. We built this model knowing that the rose, I love this, the rose, even while it's a seed, is still perfect. It's beautiful and fully expressed. The building is part of the beauty. So that's really what we say is our mantra in working down the Confident Coach Blueprint. So if you guys want to play along with me, and I'm going to go with you to the Confident Coach Blueprint, scroll down past that picture of me in a really bad picture that Jason picked as the freeze frame. And you go down, 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 and it really talks about what are the pieces of the blueprint. And these are the pieces that we're going to cover. And I'm also going to use this opportunity to describe to you what is available if you become part of the Confident Coach community. You know, like Kim said, you know, we really intend to get you out of that intellectual pursuit of consciousness and, intellectual pursuit of coaching and into a space of making money, you know, having packages that deliver a journey and a big transformation, thinking outside the box. And like Rachel said, you have a system that you can use with your clients one-on-one when you're teaching, when you're talking. The first thing that we do is your niche know-how, and that's really focusing on the niche. Now, this time we're doing the Confident Coach a little bit differently in that there's three options, and we have one for really the coach who wants to just sort of get a good head start. It's for the coach who's maybe still an IPEC, maybe you're working a full-time job, maybe you just want to get a little taste and get down to the basics, and you're not sure how much you can handle. So here's the thing. You can jump in. We're going to talk about what you're going to cover in those 4 weeks. And then you can run with what you need. And this will definitely give you a head start to build a local-based business. So in just these 4 weeks. So what do? The first one is niche know-how. I would say this is definitely where the Marnie magic shines. You will be able to, especially if you've been floating around this question, the way that I have you enter into the conversation around figuring out your niche. There's so many different entry points that I'd say it's sort of a miracle, and it helps you really get clear on what it is you do, resolve the niche question once and for all, and then learn how to say it in a way that people go, oh, my gosh, I get what you do. This secret sauce statement is a game changer for everyone, without a doubt. Nobody else teaches it the way that we do, and the results are profound. For those of you who are taking ELI Guru, you can imagine you have your magic sentence when you put it with the secret sauce. As Victor Sosa, who's a client, said, it's a 1-2 punch. So everybody gets that. The second piece of this is defining your business model. So, again, whether you're going to do it with me or not, these are the steps I want you to take. Get your niche solved. Get a secret sauce. How you describe what you do and who you work with. Number two is your business model. This is a big deal. And people have kind of skipped this part. It's what kind of business do you want to create? So you stop comparing yourself to other coaches in the marketplace. Do you want a practice or do you want a global impact? Do you want to be a nationally recognized speaker, author, celebrity coach? Maybe you want to just have info products. Maybe you want to have your business support you while you're a stay-at-home mom. But in order to really move forward and make all the rest of the choices, you really have to spend some good time understanding what kind of business you want to create. And then based on that, what is your personal pathway to revenues? Because it doesn't matter what anyone else wants. So in that starter kit, and for everyone who stays in the whole program and the standard, you're also going to walk through that module two. And then in module three, this is what Rachel was talking about, designing your signature system. This is so important because people say, what do you do? And you answer them with your secret sauce. And then you go, well, how does coaching work? And instead of talking about uncovering blocks and moving through and making breakthroughs and creating impact and getting clarity, their eyes will just glaze over. You'll have your signature system, and you can say, I have 7 steps to take you from frazzle bride to dazzle bride so that you can have the wedding that you always dreamed of. Oh, I get it. So we have to learn how to create that signature system. I teach you how to do it. We make it really sexy and marketable to your avatar, and it will literally skyrocket your confidence. So, again, starter kit gets that. People who do the whole blueprint get that, and then we're going to talk in a minute about the VIP accelerator. Obviously, they get that. And then the last piece for those in the starter kit is getting clients quickly, and this is about selling. And selling is a skill that one has to learn. So I am going to teach you tried and true sales techniques, and I give you templates and scripts. I mean, all the money that I invested in overcoming objections, I've got one for what to say when let me talk to my husband or wife. Now isn't a good time for me. I'm really busy. We cover it all. So when you're doing your sales conversation, you're going to have your papers in front of you, and now you're going to be confident, and you can actually start to get clients to say yes without being salesy. It's nothing short of a miracle, and you can kind of create the success that that our rock stars here were talking about. So for those people who do the starter program, you know, you can sort of be done in 4 weeks and you get to work one session with one of our mentor coaches, with Jody or Kim, and you get all of the other pieces that we have, and then you can go on your way. Or if you're super motivated and you're like, this is awesome, you can upgrade and continue on for the rest of the blueprint. So, again, what's the next thing you need to do after you learn sales? So, again, for everyone, whether you're with me or not, step four is getting clients, learning how to sell. Now, module 5 and module 6 are for those people who are ready to say, you know, I want to go global. I want to have clients like I do in Nairobi and Abu Dhabi and Hong Kong and Nebraska. And so we want to teach you how to become a savvy online marketer, and what to spend your money on and what not to spend your money on. We do the research for you. Jason Miller, of Peaceful Media, who is my online marketing guru, and he works with, I would say, the top coaches. My mentor, Mary Morrissey, uses Jason for her implementation. He's going to teach you what you need to do to actually build your website, the front end and the back end. And we believe in, he makes you look like a $1 million coach without having to spend $1 million. For those of you who work with web developers that you know, that you have relationships, you're going to have everything that you need just to hand it over to that person so that you can be informed, make good buying decisions. 20 questions to ask when interviewing and hiring a web designer. It really is empowering. And then we talk about, in week six, module six, list building. So when I was just at this event last weekend, the guy was like, there's 200 people in the room. What's the biggest resource you have as an expert? What's the biggest resource? And, you know, everyone was like, your talent, your time, your passion. And someone raised their hand and said, your list. And absolutely, your list is your biggest resource if you're going to go global and be a magnet. So Jason is going to teach that one. He's going to teach you all the basics that you need to know in a simple and easy-to-understand format. And for those who want to be pushed, there is plenty of opportunity to execute at a higher level. But this is basics. If you want to play with the big boys, you're going to have to learn this information, and Jason delivers it in a very digestible and simple way so you can start on your road to becoming that six- or seven-figure coach. Really, really important. And then I come back, and I teach you, and this is really important. You guys, you need to leverage your license. Whether you went to IPEC or another school, you learned a bunch of skills. And it's time to take those and create teleclasses, workshops, and events, because that is how you can best enroll clients, is by speaking. So we're going to teach you how to write a workshop. We have a system with fill in the blanks so that you can do it easily and effortlessly. We also help you incorporate other materials that you have, so that you can actually go out and speak. We had a client in the Confident Coach program who had 30 people to her first workshop, and she rocked it. And she said it was easy to create the talk because she just followed the template that we give you. So that's a great way to get clients, is to give talks. We teach you how to do it. And then finally, social media. I wish in some ways this were avoidable, but in 2013 and beyond, social media is huge. So I teach you the latest and greatest about Facebook and about Twitter, how to manage, what is too much, what isn't too much, and what do you need to do so that you can still have a life and actually start to become more visible and have it turn into clients. It's no use to just go on social media so you can be popular. You want to monetize it. In fact, just this week, I really ramped up my Twitter, and I got 2 clients from Twitter. So I'm going to teach you how I do that. And then finally, in that last week, I bring it all together and give you the 3-year plan to really take your business to that 6- or 7-figure level, and answer any questions that were unanswered. So for those who do standard, you get the whole kit and caboodle. And you guys all will get, for those standard people, our bonus training library. This is like the questions that you have, and you're like, I wish I knew an attorney about, like, setting up a corporation or contract. I've provided a training for you on that. I really wonder if I could get a book published. Should I do an e-book? Should I do a regular book? How important is it to have a book? We have a training for you on that. How can I get partnerships, or how can I make money from having people refer me? We have a training for that. How to write a teleclass and write content. We teach you how to hire and choose what kind of virtual assistant you should work with and what things you can delegate. And we have all of these and way, way more that are all accessible for those people who are on the standard and then the VIP accelerator program. So for some people who really are like, you know what, this is awesome, but I'm not a groupie group person because I also like to have people hold my hand. There's just some people who say I'm the VIP. And those are the people who get to work with me exclusively. They're going to have extra hand-holding, not just with me, but with Jason, my team. You get some sessions, with a session with me and a session with Jason. There is no stone that is unturned. All your questions get answered fast. I will take you through the process of building your business and what happens for the people that do what VIP. It goes way faster, and you have all the components completed at a much higher level. So that's really, really exciting, and I love to do the Marnie magic in those small groups. Now, we have, like, a ton of bonuses here. You could see those, but I want to talk about something that we just sort of came up with, because, like Jody, I was like, what do these people need? Like, well, I really want to give them something really awesome. So we want to inspire you to jump on this, to make an inspired decision, to really let the gremlin get out of your way. And we're enticing you, because I do believe, and I say this when I work with people one-on-one, the people who really get the most from my work and benefit the fastest are the people who say, I'm in. It's just an energy, it's a mentality, that wealth consciousness piece is usually in order. So we're doing a couple things. One is that we're offering you payment plans that are available for a very limited time. And of course, an early bird price. So if you want to pay in payments, you want to get a better price, you definitely will not delay. But here's the other thing, because I was thinking, what do they want, Jason? What do they want? And I figured it out. So the first 10 of you, this is not even, I don't even know if Jason had time to put it on the website here. We have our Magic Teleclass Toolkit. So what do you get? This is like if you want to do a teleclass or a workshop, you will not have to think. We give you actually a PowerPoint presentation that I created that you can adapt literally in minutes and have a program. And I make teaching the energy levels and core energy in a really digestible way that will make your audience get it right away. So you don't have to invent that. You can just use mine and use my template, my PowerPoint. I also give you in this little bonus for the first 10 people our teleclass marketing system. So if you feel like you don't know how to write advertising copy or how you would write bullets or how to write a great title that really seizes people's attention, I teach you in this document how to do that. So you walk through, you follow the directions. It's amazing. We do it in our mastermind, actually. And at the end, they're like, oh, my God, this is an awesome title. So we give you that. And then also we give you an audio about how to actually create great space on a teleclass. And it's not just teach some content. There's a lot of tricks, and I teach you how to open it and how to close it and make sure people stay around and that they really stay with you and benefit fully. And I have a little action guide for you to walk through it step by step so you don't have to guess. The first 10 people who register are going to get the Magic Teleclass Toolkit, and that's it. It's worth $1,000 for sure. And the first 5 that decide to say yes, this is exciting. You get to actually have a 30-minute session with me and Jason Miller, which is invaluable to really review your marketing strategy, website, whatever you need to take your business to the next step. And we love to do this, and we are a power couple. He's my work husband, and we're a power couple. So here's the other thing. The people who say, you know, well, what if I want to just do that starter kit, can I upgrade? You can upgrade at any time. Now, both the starter and the standard, you get private coaching with our associate coaches. So that's really exciting. You're not having to do this on your own. We also have an awesome Facebook group. It's masterminding at its highest level. You get review and feedback pretty much almost instantaneously. You get all access to all the trainings. It's all in an online delivery system. And if you're thinking, you know, I'm working or I'm busy, the thing is it's all recordable and downloadable. So everything is right there for you. You can miss. And if you have a question because you can't make the coaching call, you just email and we'll answer it. The content is delivered. It's a little bit of a hybrid, right? So it's content delivery one day, and then that same week is open coaching, Q&A. And we have never, ever, 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 in a year and a half, ran out of time. Everybody gets their needs met. So I really, really invite you to grab your spot. And it's confidentcoachblueprint.com. What I want to do, I know that we are exactly at 75 minutes, but what I want to do for those of you who want to stay on, I am happy to stay on because I want to answer your questions. And then also I really wanted to throw it back to our panel if they have any sort of words of wisdom, having been on the other end of the spectrum and being the person listening to this, for some of them it was a year and a half ago, what could they tell you? And then we'll open it up to questions. So if you have a question, you want to star two. For those of you that need to go, again, grab those bonuses. It's confidentcoachblueprint.com. This is your game changer, and it works. It's sort of nothing short of magic. What happens in the content, the way we created it, the way it unfolds, and the level of team that you have at your availability is pretty much unparalleled in this industry, in my opinion. With that, I will say, Jody, Kim, and I don't know if Rachel is still able to be on this call, but any of you have any sort of last words of wisdom, star two, and we'll see if anyone else on the call has a question about the content, about the course, about anything that came up for them tonight. So star two to raise your hand. All right. So, Miss Jody.
Yay. So what kind of came to me when you were leading up to us doing our final share was the visualization you had us do, imagining what we really wanted. And it's so funny because I have the same physical reaction when I really want something and I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know if I can have it, should I have it, can I have it, that sort of thing. My chest gets tight and my heart starts beating hard, you know, almost like panicky, you know, like, should I do this? Oh, my God, it's such a big purchase. But it has never failed me because that only happens when what I want makes sense in my life. You know, and before I did the Confident Coach Blueprint, I had spent months thinking about the fact that I needed to hire a business coach to help me in my business because my business was growing, but it was growing slowly, like one client at a time. And I really needed to stop feeling like I was working really hard and struggling. And so when, you know, I was on a preview call like this, and I thought, yep, this is what I want to do. I just want to think about it. And I continued to suffer over it for the next 2 weeks, knowing I wanted to do it, knowing I was probably going to do it, but I didn't want to pull the trigger until it was absolutely, positively sure that this was the right thing for me. And I ended up registering the day before the first phone call and regretted it ever since, because I thought, oh my goodness, if I had just signed up when I knew it was the right thing for me, I wouldn't have gone through all that angst, and I could have started my program from that day. Mm-hmm. And so I would say to anyone who is sitting on the fence right now that, you know in your gut, you know in your heart that this is the right thing for you, end your suffering. Like, your days of suffering are over. Like, you can put it aside. Being on the fence is so uncomfortable. Why put yourself through that? So that's my final
That's
piece.
Such a good point. And I didn't even mention something. There is a boatload. There's some pre-work to set you up for that niche class. And so, yeah, the sooner that you say yes, the more time you have to work on that pre-work. And we, we're very thorough. So, and it's fundamental to, like, really going in there. So, yeah, it's more ideal to have more time to do it. Class starts May 23rd. Thank you, Jody. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And you get in the Facebook group right away, too, so you can start mingling and getting to know the other participants as well and get some, like, feedback from the mentor coaches.
Love that. Mm-hmm. All right, Brady is taking over the dashboard. I'm so happy. So, Brady, do you want to call on Kim, and then you can just sort of go down the line?
Yes, absolutely. Kim, have you opened here? Hello, Kim.
Hello. I guess when I was listening to you, Marnie, like, I had, like, this flashback of, and I don't know if you remember this, but right before I had met you and the Confident Coach, I had already invested $15,000 in another kind of coach training program and $5,000 on a website. And I spent that money because I didn't know any better and I didn't know what questions to ask. And once I got into the Confident Coach Blueprint and realized like what I should really have a website do versus what my $5,000 website that did nothing did. And it was so eye-opening to me. Like right now, when I was thinking about it, I was like kind of like having these heart palpitations because I'm like, if I had only known sooner, I would have saved like $20,000. And instead, I had gotten myself to such a place where I was almost feeling desperate. So I was just spending money because I was like, I just need this to work. And this is an opportunity, you know, where people don't have to make those mistakes. And, you know, it's kind of like the time and the money and stress of trying to do it alone or to do Band-Aids by trying to pick other, you know, pick apart different types of programs and make it all work is much greater than investing in doing it with a mentor or, in your case, really a partner and doing it right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well said. And I'm really proud of all that you've created. So thank you. All right, Brady, carry on. We have questions possibly now.
Yes, it looks like our next question is coming from Honolulu or near there, possibly last name Toussaint. Hello, are you there?
Aloha, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Hi, Marnie. It's Keisha.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. I had sent you a question, but I forget who was just talking. I think it's Kim. She totally answered my question so much so that I feel like I can hardly breathe. So just give me just a second. Okay. Wow. Whoever was just speaking before you, like I had my hand raised to ask a question, but what she just said answered my question. So thank you. I will ask a different one, and that is, wow. So divine. Earlier you prayed for a divine. We would get a divine download. Jody was talking about her divine, you know, the divine intuition. I totally got that. I totally feel that. I feel like I did when I was doing the exercise with our eyes closed. My question is with the VIP that we get with you, will you be going over, like, each module? Will we have a session with you for each module? Because I'm not at my computer.
So we have a small group coaching call, and there is almost every module, not every single week, and actually Brady knows the answer to this in detail. But the other thing is that I am the one who goes over, like, I'm your special teacher. So when you put all your homework in the portal, only people really in the VIP, I look at their stuff. Everyone else gets Jody and Jason and Kim. But I work with the VIPs very extensively. You can also email me if you have questions. So it's a completely higher level of access to me. I'm your partner in a deeper way. I will know more about your business.
Okay, and that's really important to me now that I have the answers to the questions that I had sent in earlier. That's important only because I feel like I said, the person who was speaking before you, you know, I've invested a lot of money. I've done a lot of good in my with coaching. I've done a lot of good in my life and a lot of good with what I do. However, now I'm at this place where I definitely I want to see my value in dollars as well as the love and appreciation and gratitude and enrichment that I have in my life. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Lakeisha. Woohoo! All right. And Brady, who else we have?
Yes. Our next question is coming from the Atlanta area, last name possibly Walker. Hello, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I love the call. My question is, I've been doing life coaching for a while, but I am not a certified life coach. So my plan was to do a certification starting this fall. But with this particular program here, is it okay to do this program before I get certified, or what is the preference?
You can totally do it, because what happens is we're going to help you figure out what you want to do and how you're going to do it, so that then when you're in your training, you can focus on the skills. I will tell you that so many people who are trying to figure this stuff out while they're building skills get so distracted by the niche and the money and how that they don't focus on building skills as a coach. So I would say get this nailed down. You already have some sort of idea of why you want to do this, and we can help you massage it. Go out there, try it with people, talk about it, and then when you get to coach training, whatever program you do, now you can just work on being an awesome coach.
Right.
And probably make some money while you're doing it. So I know that for me, I started charging clients the first day I went to school. I didn't wait.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, great question.
All right. Remember, if you have a question, it's star 2 to raise your hand, star 2, and we'll go ahead and take your question so that Marnie can address it while we're still live. And remember, if you'd like more information, you can go to confidentcoachblueprint.com to see the options available. Great call, Marnie.
Thank you. Well, one thing before we have any other hands go up, I do want to say one thing is that here's the thing. The first word in Confident Coach Blueprint is confident, and the bottom line is, you know, you have a choice. I mean, you heard it from other people on the call, and I know it was true for me. Being confident comes in one of two ways. You're going to get it in the business world on your own when you know you've made it, you know, you have clients and you have money, or, which is the harder way, you can have a team helping you for the next few months and hold space for you to develop your confidence so that it can grow. I mean, it can take 2 to 3 years for you to believe in yourself on your own. But I know that when I hold your hand, that when I then do hand it off to you when we're done in July, you're going to have this down so that we've cut off those 2 to 3 years. I'm standing beside you while you're out there doing it. And you know, you're on this call, ladies and gents, because it was about million-dollar coaching. And let's say you want to make $200,000 in the next 18 months. You know, in the program, the middle, you know, the standard's around 2,000. You know, it's like 10% of that. And there's really not any business out there. And that's why that one coach who said, you know, what would you look at this differently if this were a brick-and-mortar business? There aren't many, many businesses out there that don't invest a minimum of, I don't know, 35% on average in the first 3 to 5 years. We're talking about 10%. So it's confidence. It's an inside job and it's an outside job, right? The right mindset, building your list, speaking, closing deals. And if you're not confident, the client isn't going to be confident in you. So I would love to work with you to really help you create what it is for you and so that the world can become a better place one person at a time. And, Brady, do we have any other questions, or we can wrap it up?
No, ma'am. I think that's it for tonight.
Awesome. So confidentcoachblueprint.com. Remember, the first 10 get that magic teleclass toolkit, and the first 5 get to actually work with Jason and I on your juicy stuff to help you become even more successful and take this at a faster pace and a higher level. And there's all a bunch of other bonuses, and Brady and I and Jason and Kim and Jody, we just want to give you all our love and talent and work with you. So we're starting May 23rd. If you're ready to do it, come join us. We'll see you on the next one, confidentcoachblueprint.com. See you later, guys. Bye.